That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Oh. Ooh. Can I tell you some dates real quick without you 15-second forwarding? I never do this in L.A., by the way. I'm using the whole band for my Netflix special, by the way, which I'll have some news about that next week. I'll be at the Lab at the Improv. That's the small room at the Improv. I'm going to do it upright. With the band, the 1st of November, the 2nd of November, the 3rd of November, the 4th of November, the 5th of November. And then back again on the 10th of November. All the details, show times. I think the show times are around 9:30. Sometimes there'll be an earlier show, like on one or two of those days. But anyway, that's it. The Improv on Melrose. You live in L.A.? It's gonna be great. And by the way, I'll see you at Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh, North Carolina, the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd of September. And then Portland at Helium, the 28th, 29th, and 30th of September. All right, Doc's Lab, October 27th and 28th. Okay, that's it for now. Everything's good. I saw a documentary on minimalism. I still am going to talk about it. Some advice for someone having a wedding. I'll get to it next week. I never heard from them. I said, hey, if you're the person that emailed me, but blah, blah, blah. That's really it. That's really it. I did have a request. But we'll talk about it next week. This is the after show. Just family. Always a lot of fun. All right. Well, that's really it. Okay. You're great. You're special. You're all that shit. Alrighty. Well, here's the after show. I hope you enjoy it. If you don't, we have a money-back guarantee. All right. Goodbye. Enjoy. Wait. Just because it's short, don't think that I'm not okay. People are like, oh my God, Todd left such a short opening. Is he okay? I'm fine. I'm just, to be honest, I'm going to see Jim Gaffigan downtown tonight, and I have to leave, and I go, oh my God, I never did the opening. You know, normally I like to take a little more time, enjoy it. Another part of the podcast I love. But I'm in a hurry, I'm going to go see Jim Gaffigan. Maybe you'll be there too. Okay, goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Sure I come in this way. Enjoy. It's the after show. Wow. I love the after shows. I'm not going to lie to you. And I come in big. Bubbles are going. We're all getting into it. Are you silly dancing? Silly dancing. Never expected that to turn into silly dancing. Who is that?
Ezra Furman.
I love that. I really love that. Is how like how long is how what's it? Is it they or a person or is that the band or is that
Ezra Furman is the lead singer of there's a saxophone, drums and a sax bass and him on guitar.
Wow.
Singing.
I love it. It's clean. But yet it's full and it's got a great like a tribal beat to it.
Easy,
it's fun.
R.A.
That's like if people were coming over my house and they turned into the backyard and had a live band playing, that's what I'd want them to be playing.
Can I open the door for a second?
Open the door for 20 seconds. I left the smoke machine on way too long by accident.
It looks cool in it. It's fucking here though.
It does, doesn't it?
And I curse because I'm cool.
I know
as
you
cool
fucking
as this
look
room.
So cool, man. You think this shit looks cool?
John's got sunglasses on right now.
Hey, do me a favor.
I got
Aristotle, actually, edit this out genuinely to George Stephanopoulos. I want to stretch the show out a little, and I'm trying to get younger demographics, so let's do the old cursing thing. We'll edit this out. Just come in. What did I just say that we cursed anyway? We could come in clean there.
How the room is like fucking...
Oh, yeah. So just come in. Eric's going to change it. We'll come in where you're saying, leave it the fucking way it is, and we'll all talk about how fucking cool it is.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of smoke, but it's fucking cool.
Oh, it is fucking cool. It's fucking shit. Fucking cool, man. This is fucking shit, right?
Hey, Todd, you're
fucking cool.
Todd, you're cursing right now.
Yeah, because this fucking smoke is so fucking cool, isn't it?
It's
fucking sucking cool, man. It's just fucking shit. Fuck. Man, it's like fuck, boom, bang. It's fuck, boom, bang. Fucking shit, man. This is some fucking shit, man. This smoke is really fucking cool. It's shit.
All that and a bag of potato chips.
And your mother's home. Okay, so that's out of the way. Yes, that was something I had planned to do. So it's professional. I really like that song. Problem is, when I like a song, I just want to play it and play it. Do me a favor. Pick an opportune time. Don't do it like within the next minute. Let me forget about it and just bring that in. But when you bring it in, reach over, make sure that's loud, and bring it in with some gusto. God damn
yes,
it.
Sir, Mr. Glass.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. It is
Theodore the Fifth at your service.
Oh, what was that? Theodore the what?
Fifth.
Oh, okay, the Fifth. Wait, now hold on. Say it one more time.
I'll be right back. I need to get your dry cleaning. Oh. Bye.
I love Theodore. He's the best thing that ever happened to the show. John, how do you split the duties up between you and him?
I'm doing the soundboard. He's just constantly like...
He
comes in with a vacuum under my feet every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Whenever he vacuums around us, I hope that doesn't happen tonight. But that's always weird when he starts vacuuming. You know what I mean? It's always uncomfortable. But other than that, sure, we'll give you what you want. You got a vacuum bit coming up right now, you fucks. So, but yeah, if it was, I wouldn't want someone vacuuming, you know. I give people what they want. People go, Todd, you put the vacuum noise in the background and try to do the show.
Excuse me, coming through. I need a vacuum. Oh, it's been 5 minutes since I vacuumed. coming through. Aristotle, please lift your feet.
I pulled the cord out for a second.
It's a short cord. I needed to transfer it from one side of the room to the other because I'm getting this corner now. Vacuum, excuse me. Gotta lift the entire drum kits.
I love it.
And
John, why is that? That's so funny. Aristotle, good sound effect.
Wow.
Wow.
Regular mic.
I mean, you know what I mean? This is just fun. I can't believe that it's this 6 years. Can you believe it?
What?
Ain't that the nuts? What? Ain't that crazy?
The Todd Glass Show is 6 years old. 6 years old. 6 years old. It's the Todd Glass Show. After show. Happy birthday podcast. The Todd Glass Show is 6 years old. 6 years old. 6 years old. The Todd Glass Show is 6 years old. Happy birthday podcast.
Sure, I fade in, ba ba ba, feather it back in, feather it. Where are you going, Eric?
Shut the door.
Well, anyway, I'm happy you're all here, and we're going to have a fun time. This is the after show, and I feel extra relaxed when it's, you know, I feel, oh, by the way, Matt Kershon.
David Letterman.
Pure joy. I say that about people that I'm, I guess, comfortable around. People, like certain people, it's just easy to be around. I feel like Matt's like that. I hope he listens and he hears it, and he can shove this compliment up his ass, because I'm tired of giving compliments. you know, if you give compliments, you know the next thing that happens. I mean, you got to be careful. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You give a compliment, all of a sudden someone misunderstands. Whoa. Ooh. Next thing you know, I don't know what you're doing. But I don't have to know what you're doing. This is my show, and I continue to remember that. And I want to say I'm glad you're here. Eric, how are you?
Great.
You look great. You take care of yourself.
Hey.
How about now Aaron Simon has pulled up to sit at the table with the big boys. If he'd stop swerving back and forth, I want you to do whatever you want makes you comfortable. Aaron, are you here?
I'm here.
Thank you. I just want to make sure. The reason I ask if you're here, I don't see color, I don't see size, so I have to just ask if you're there. That I only hear energy.
Then how do we know we were eating Skittles?
I don't. Is that what they were? Who is... Oh, there's a
when
story.
When Aaron Simon plays his favorite podcast.
picture him in the yard in the hammock.
He sits comfortably in the shade to hear Todd Glass.
Picture him out there in Davis.
Playing ping pong in the shade sounds like pure bliss. Under the carport, he's got a Subaru. Under the carport, ping pong tables too.
Under the carport, carport.
In the shade.
Under the carport,
he's got it made.
Under the carport, carport.
It's Aaron Simon, everybody, the best intern this show ever had. That's right. Sitting in, like an adult, look at him. You have a high chair?
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you and watch your mouth. Well, it's good you're
posture?
Here. Your posture's great, and you're wearing a black
Thank
shirt
you.
And a bow tie provided by the show.
I like
to
your hair.
Spice you up a little bit.
Thank you, Eric.
You look great. Everybody's great. JJ was here for the early show. Wow. JJ really can...
JJ!
Hi. So we're glad you're here. So what I do now is I make a bigger deal about things, and I want to explain this to everybody from now on. I will always be like going, okay, we're going to really make a bigger deal, more than we used to in the new Todd Glass show. Even the part two of this show, we're gonna make a big deal about things now. Like when we do bits, you thought we made a big deal about them before?
Yeah.
You haven't seen shit yet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't know. Hold the fuck on.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, baby. Eric, do me a favor. I don't know what the fuck. Just strum this fucker. I don't give a shit. Just strum it. I don't give a fuck. Just pick it up.
How's that? Is that good?
Yeah, just strum the fuck out of it. Wow.
Pretty good.
Hey, you don't. Well, don't throw it on the ground. You know what? Throw that. Throw it over here, seriously.
Pretty good.
Whoa.
You got a song?
Yeah, I do. Can I get some reverb? Maybe I'm not rich. Maybe I'm not the smartest. Maybe I don't have a big house. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. I thought it would be funny. I want to give it a shot. You're pretty good. Of the guy who starts a song, maybe I'm not this.
Todd, you stop playing the guitar. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, you can.
You don't have to play
yeah,
it
you're
the
right.
whole time.
You're right. Is that maybe I'm? You can say maybe I'm not three things, and then you better get to good things. But I thought, what if it was maybe? And he's got maybe I'm
By
not
the
this.
By the way, that yeah. was really good when you were singing it.
Right? Yeah. Really? Well,
like,
thank you.
You've
you
been
know,
taking lessons.
Well.
I think we found your genre, maybe.
I mean, I'm not trying to show off or anything. It is just.
This should be a music podcast. Is this podcast in the music section?
What?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
And
VMAs, I think we were on it.
It is like a music podcast. It is. You know, there's something about it. It's like...
I didn't even know we did comedy.
It's a music podcast. We're going to start you off with a little Rodney. Twist and Shout. This was from Back to School. Rodney Dangerfield. Remember this?
What's shaking up, baby?
Shaking up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Come on, I'm working on out.
Yeah.
Work it on out.
Well, work it out, honey.
Work it on out.
You know you look so good.
Look so good.
You know you got me going now. Just like I knew you would.
Like I knew you would.
Shake it up, baby, now. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, baby, now.
Twist and shout.
Come on, baby.
Twist and shout.
Don't you shout.
Work it on out.
Work it on out. That's a second. This is an after show like you've never been handed before. Pure Joy. What is that that I heard?
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Yes, it is a spicy meatball. What else do you want to say?
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Well, thank you for calling in. You have any favorite bits you'd like to hear?
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Is this Harris Whittles?
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Harris, seriously, through the telepathic, even just energies of whatever really exists out there, is that because I...
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Because remember I told that story about how you went up on stage and you went, that's a spicy joke, and it made me laugh so hard.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Okay, John, are you playing these?
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Are you playing these? Be honest with me.
No, I've actually been trying to figure out what's going on over here.
Okay, what's going on?
Did you unplug it?
Mamma mia,
yeah, actually, I'm turning it off now.
Harris!
Oh, that's weird. I threw...
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Oh, my God.
No, that's definitely a ghost now.
I'm going to... I'm stomping on the laptop. I'm stomping on the laptop.
Harris! The Harris, is that you?
Stop.
The candle's flickering.
But if that candle did go out, I'd
This is the show that you've... You never heard a show like this before, did you? Someone sent you here. You're like, what the fuck? That show burst of energy. Sure, we do our job. We're professionals. We keep you interested. I know how to keep people. Right now, I got you. Right there. Ah, what's he going to do next? But you ain't going nowhere. And even those people too. So it's good to be here. What I'd like to do, it's good to be here. What's wrong with me?
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld.
Hello, it's Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, hey Jerry, how do we know it's really you?
Hey Jerry, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good. These kids are getting dumber and dumber at these colleges.
Yeah.
I remember a time you could be a free thinker. Now you go to these schools, and they don't even know what they're mad at. But I'm living the life. Well, bye, Todd.
That's why he called in.
Hi, everybody. You like my new sound effects? Sure, we got a new boy. We got new sound effects, and I can give anybody those sound effects. Or would you like to have their voice sound like this?
No, they can't make my voice sound like
that. Well, I think they can.
I don't think they can.
Well, they just did.
Whoa.
How about John Brandwagner? Would you like to have this in your voice, too?
Here with the Lollipop Boys, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild.
Now hold on. Would you like to have it in your voice, Aaron?
I don't know. I'm down to try it out, though.
Well, we can.
Well, too bad.
We don't have that. Too bad. Shh. The spaceship floated away.
Goodbye. Oh, no.
Well, I got lost in this bit.
It's alive.
Oh, so this is what this type of show does for you. That's free, right there, free. I'm not charging
that was
for
fun
it.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Well, it is. Now, let me ask you a question. I don't want to be rude. Is there anything, Eric, if you have anything on your head, on your mind, anything you want to talk about? You don't. If it comes to you,
yeah,
I don't want to.
Well.
Do you want to hear this?
Why? What did you hear?
O-H-L-S-E-N, Eric. Tweet him if he
That's the type of commercial they play. Be the commercial. Like, your drive time in the morning. You're like, whatever, six. What do they get up at 2 in the afternoon to do the show the next day? They have a little, it's a busy night. You know, people to do morning radio have to get up so early. I said, it was a little joke there. Nothing from nobody. Nothing from nothing gets you nothing. If I have to get nothing.
That's how I felt on the last show.
I know.
With the,
but guess what? That's why I'm not going to tease you guys, because you can't. You don't want to. Jimmy Dore once yelled at everyone because they didn't laugh at one of his jokes, and I did too. No more. If it's funny, they laugh. You can tease people about it a little. Sometimes I'll go, really, nothing? But the truth is, you give me everything I deserve. Eric, I thought you were a little rude too. What? Yeah. I thought you deserved more. I didn't want to say anything before.
Oh, you thought I deserved more?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
These guys stood there like a bunch of. Now you might go, why did I? I was noticed because the guest, and I thought...
But I noticed you didn't react either.
Thank you. No, you see what I mean? And that's the problem. So anyway, what I'd like to do... Is everyone at home happy? Let's talk to the people at home. We have an amazing opportunity. What do you want to say to someone's ears?
Hey.
That's all you say.
How you doing?
How you doing? Hey.
Hello in there.
Hello in there.
Hello.
We're
hello.
In
hello.
Hello. What's our...
Is there anybody in there?
Is there anybody in there?
Is this... Can is I ask this? You a question? And then I need a little reverb in my voice. Okay, play this.
Yeah, it's really good.
I guess I sing, right?
What do you mean?
I guess so.
What do you mean?
Now it's official.
Now it's official.
You never sang, though.
Okay, what would you like to sing? Would you put it up on the... if you give me the words, I'd like to sing... When you walk...
Well, I think you should sing that last song. You never... You said you were going to, but you never did.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, watch this. Can you play it again so I can get the rhythm?
Are you ever going to sing?
This is me.
Wait, no.
John, take that off the loop and let Todd do it.
The laptop's broken. Guys. I smashed it in an earlier bit.
Oh.
Maybe this is Harris Whittles.
Harris. Whoa. Harris, is that you? Harris.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Thanks. So anyway, that's me proving I could sing. Let's put that to rest. No, I mean, I don't know why I need to prove. Okay, play his. And maybe let me give you one more chance to answer. By the way, I love Mac DeMarco, so this is not a, you know, just a... I know, I like to say it, I err on the safe side. You never know. I'd rather say maybe one person. For one person, I went, is that a dig? Maybe they don't know I play this. No. Big Mac DeMarco fan. And I was a fan before these other fucks that the fucking shit, the fucking...
Whoa. You ever, yeah,
so you have to,
cool.
By the way, you have to
holy
split the difference
shit.
With that.
Whoa.
I get what it's like to like a band when they weren't mainstream, but and I get it. I get the levels of it. Some of it makes sense. There was
I've
a
gone
different,
through that with sports teams.
Yeah, there's a different way you can go see them, and you felt maybe when they were at this. But guess what? Now, you got to split the difference with how angry you are. Yeah, I fucking knew those, and now everybody fucking. All right, well, you just can't like. Yeah, stop it already. Hey, by the way. Did I talk about the eclipse, how you? I like the way you made that a positive on the podcast, on the opening? Do you know?
You did. Or I think we talked about it in the episode, because I remember it coming out.
How I think we talked it. About it after the
I podcast. Thought it was a great little rep. I don't think we did. You know what? I'll take a chance. I'll say it again, because I think it's worth listening, worth hearing. Because I could see myself going either way on the, you know, on the eclipse thing. Like going, oh, who gives a shit? You know, right. I get it. And then... I could totally see being into it. I really can. You know, I was like, I understand that. And I like that. People that, you know. But I could have gone, and I thought, I'm glad I wasn't just like, I don't want to be, after what you said, the person that goes, who gives a fuck? And that's what they lead with. You know
well,
what I mean?
I because started you said the a day good, that way.
Yeah, and then you said something.
And then I noticed, like, everybody that didn't have those glasses found out, like, different ways to... project the image through cardboard boxes or cereal boxes or whatever. And then I realized whether you like the eclipse or not, that day had everybody being a little bit sciencey
and friendly
experimenting. And yeah, and then I have never talked to my neighbors more than I did that day. Oh, did you see the eclipse? Yeah.
And then
where'd you get your glasses? Yeah, we all kind of talked and took in that moment.
And I think those for me too to try to to me, that's a very tangible thing to be careful of. To me, that is how you nip and tuck and grow. Just being like, that's a thing to be careful of. It doesn't mean you can't be negative ever. It doesn't mean you can't, you know. I think, who was it I heard do a bit on the parades, you know, for good causes. But they set it up so good. But then they broke it down how like, oh, these fucking parades are like horrible for the traffic and everything. Yeah. What were we talking about?
The eclipse and
oh, the eclipse. Yeah, so you can still be, you can still make fun of, but I don't want to slip into that especially for that, because it would have been just, it's not real. It's like, what are you mad at? Right. Like, you know, what are you mad at? And what you said, if you just break it down, how could it be anything positive? Everyone's being a little sciencey.
Right.
And then also that people are being friendlier than ever.
And then I remembered how important eclipses are to the history of science and understanding. Back when they used to think that the Earth was flat, there were people, there's a philosopher, I forget which one, that said, I know the Earth is round, for I've seen its shadow on the moon. The eclipse.
Put some reverb in his voice when he says that. It'll make it sound professional.
Seeing that with
what
our,
did it say?
I know the Earth is round, for I've seen its shadow on the moon.
Wow.
Oh, we're not getting out of here.
We ain't getting out of here. We do Matthew McConaughey, sure, because people are jealous. We ain't getting out of here.
Oh, we ain't getting out of here.
Oh, we ain't getting out of here.
All right, all right.
All right, all right. We ain't getting out of here.
All right.
It's the Todd Glass Show, plowing at you at 100 miles an hour. That's right, everybody. Thank you for remembering me, John Brand Wagner. This show takes you and squeezes the living silliness out of you. God damn it, I got you right where I wanted you. It's silly. Come on, we're silly dancing. We are silly dancing. Even if you do it sitting down. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
even though it was a little choppy, I fix it. You can do fix everything if you just take enough time. We're still, the music's playing, and then all of a sudden, just bring it right back. I never throw people back to the show without doing it in a very nice, you're there, you're good, you feel good. Let me give you a little virtual hug. Really, I'm going to squeeze so fucking tight around you. I'm going to squeeze so tight, a virtual hug. Huh? You know, that type of hug.
Ouch.
That, this, so tight, so, tighter. Let me go tighter. Tighter. Come on, I love you guys.
Oh, gross, your boner.
Eric, why do you have to make everything horny? I wanted to make it like, I made me horny. Oh, what I wanted to say
was, it's your boner.
Why do you have to say it? That's a good one. Say why? In the bit, it is my boner. Is this the type of show we have? What if my grandmother listens? Who died?
She's still dead?
No. And thank you, by the way, for bringing that song back. I asked you to do that, and you did it. And I thought, doesn't he know we played this already? But I was glad because I got to hear it again. Then I realized I asked you to. I love that song. It's like you feel like the show. It's like that's how I want to start. Can you play that again? Like when I'm on the road, I want to come in with. If you're not doing this, how are you coming in? Here, I'll tell you when I want to come in. You ready? All of a sudden, the house gets dark. The band starts playing this. I don't care if the guitar is pre-recorded. We don't need it there. And then we got drums, trumpet, and keyboard. And then the lights go completely out. All instrumental, though. I wouldn't have those. I wouldn't have the words.
Can we play the Nathaniel Ratcliffe song?
Yes.
Can we play that real quick?
Yes. Oh, by the way, man, we should do a little investigative journalism here because
you son of a bitch.
I don't think it's you son of
a
bitch.
We just asked for a song.
You know what? Hold on. Honestly, hold on.
You're gonna have to call HR again.
No, I'm not. I don't appreciate it.
No, 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 like, you son of a bitch.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's...
And we even were talking to you about it.
Aaron.
No.
John, listen and listen.
You don't
listen,
know my mother.
Stop for a second. I'm going to edit this out. Stop for a second,
and give
please.
Me a drink.
Okay. Oh, now you're telling him what to do?
Listen,
that's
though.
Bullshit. Uh-huh.
Okay, you're being disrespectful. We'll forget about all this. You're probably a little high. I get it. Just answer the
Would
question.
Would you like me to throw this gentleman out on his bum?
Nathaniel the 15th. No, but thank you very much. We handle this. I'm a little frustrated, but we'll be able to deal with this.
I'll be waiting.
Oh, thank you very much. So John Brand Wagner.
Yes.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, okay.
So you just
wow.
No, I get it. We went out of character for a second. We're back in. So anyway, I'm just going to ask you the song and you play it. And let's forget all this, okay? So play that Nathaniel Radcliffe song. You know the one I want.
I don't. You son of a bitch.
Oh, you know what?
Wow. I don't know.
I've never. It's a question.
Some people might have a problem.
Give me a drink.
I'll get you a drink. I'll fucking.
I think you've had enough.
I think you've had enough. I think you've had enough drinks.
I needed.
Yeah. You need a drink.
Yeah. Go ahead and sip.
That's
that
like
beer.
The song. Son of a bitch. Okay, so play play three Nathaniel Radcliffe songs, and then we'll compare. I'll know right in the beginning. We both
know.
I think it's another one, but I think they'll come up.
I think you play the whole song, and then we go back and listen to the beginning
of
each of those.
Well, yeah, we're going to listen to the beginning of Nathaniel Radcliffe's, because his is in the beginning, too. So we'll just listen to the beginning of both. So play Nathaniel Radcliffe. Even if we don't hit it the first time, we'll search. I think we'll find it.
So Daniel Radcliffe. Here we go.
I'm probably saying his
Beer
name
drinkers
wrong.
Rated R.
Nathaniel Radcliffe. Am I saying it right? Nathaniel Radcliffe?
That's Harry Potter.
Oh, it's Harry Potter. Play hard, boy. Okay, Nathaniel Radcliffe. Let's hear one of them. I don't think it's son of
Harry.
A bitch. You ready?
Here we go. This is I Never Been Get Old.
No.
I Need Never Get Old.
Oh, I think this is it.
Oh, yeah. It does
okay, now
so
play
good.
Nathaniel Radcliffe.
Okay, now play theirs. Play the others.
Okay.
Play the others. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, now play the other one.
Now play Vanilla Ice.
Play Vanilla.
Can we look up what? What song came out first?
We're sure the other one.
By the way, I'm sure this is in the music industry that this happens, and I bet there's times when it's like a joke where a genuine, I don't know, it's hard, it's a very recognizable song.
Yeah. When Vanilla Ice says that he didn't rip off Queen because theirs is dung da da dung da da dung dunk and his is dung da da dung da da dung ding.
Well, he's right. Didn't you hear the difference? No, dung. Dung 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 da da dung 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 da da dung. Okay, he does.
Under pressure.
Dung 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 da da dung ding, ding 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 da da ding.
Oh yeah, that's totally.
No, he goes. No.
Oh, I feel bad.
No, Prince goes. Dun 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 da da dun dun, dun 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 da da dun, dun 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 da da dun dun dun. And then he goes. Ding 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 da da ding ding.
Oh okay.
Ding ding ding.
Yeah, I see my confusion.
Is this show
different?
Is this show just for me?
And that guy in Dallas.
What guy in Dallas?
That says if you're enjoying it, he's enjoying it.
No, that was San Antonio.
Oh, God damn it.
Nah, I remember my cities. So what I'd like to do is, first of all, is say that we never really officially.
All right. I want to say they were both released in 2015. So
is that true?
Yep. That's
see,
true.
I'm glad I took that grounds. If you know, they could have been like, it was a weird thing. They were both, and it happens. I bet it happens a lot. In
the
comedy,
song
it happens.
Found them.
Thank you. And that's what I've been telling the lady.
Just like the TV, two different people invented it at the same time.
Never get old.
You're listening to the Rockin' Sockin' Fucking Shit Festival. Fucking shit and fuck. Fucking shit and fucking shit and fucking fuck. Shit and fuck, 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 fuck. We're the coolest show. We're the coolest show. Fuck, 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 fuck. We curse a lot, you know. Fuck, shit, fuck, fuck, fuck. Shit, fuck, 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 shit. Shit, shit, fuck, 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 shit. Fuck, 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 fuck. We're the coolest show. Goodbye, 30-year-olds. Fuck, 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 fuck. Shit, fuck, 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 fuck. Dick, fuck, shit, fuck, pussy, fuck, 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 fuck. Shit, fuck, 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 that fuck. Shit that shit and fuck that shit with a fuck 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 fuck. Shit fuck 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 fuck. Now that's a spicy show. Oh.
Mamma mia, that.
Right, this is the after show, so it's not full price. Now there is some filler, and I said it. I always say it up front. You'll know we do have filler bits. That was one of them. We just have to fill a certain amount of time. Why do I apologize? Why are my hands moving like a gay French king?
Oh my God, that is a good joke.
What? All right, that's a reference to.
My apologies to Jerry Seinfeld.
That's a reference to. You know, I think most people know what that's a reference to. It's funny that after all that, this, you know, what's and then I'll throw it in there. I'll use it. Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball. Thank you very much. It's a true. You know, what can I say, you know? Just want everyone to be happy, that's all.
I left this town in Arkansas to a place where I could dream.
I'm going
to
let this breathe.
Where your love could be loved and you never would see all the hatred in between. There was a kind old woman, she told me I could stay. The room I would share with the dog and the cat and the stranger on their way. This world breaks your heart and makes you great. This world breaks your heart and makes you great. Would you be my lover all the same? Sang a song in Calgary, and they painted on the walls where your dreams could be placed in the hopes of a sound and a canvas that won't drown. This world breaks your heart and makes you great. This world breaks your heart and makes you great. Would you be my lover?
I let that breathe because John, is that the one? Or no, Divini? Who gave? Did you give that to me, John?
That was you, man.
Yeah, that was. It was me. Hey, Vinny. All I need is Vinny calling in, all angry. You know what I mean?
Okay, now play the first one.
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh. So what I wanted to say was, oh, yeah, that song was nice. It's a little deep. I know deep. I ain't afraid to do deep shit.
Whoa, cool, man.
Yeah, I do some deep
Hot
shit
Wheels.
On this show. I do some deep shit.
Soda fountain.
I'm not afraid to dig into the deepness. You know, I've dug into the deepness more than you'll ever know.
Wow.
Thank you. You guys be impressed with whatever I say.
Wow. What's the deepest you've ever been?
Oh, man. I've dug deep, mother. I have
shit,
fucking.
Shit, what?
Whoa. Yeah, I've dug Dang. Deep. Shit, I've been doing this 30 years. I have dug fucking deep.
Man, get a load of this guy.
Yeah, I dig deep. I dug one time. I don't know how to give it to you guys so you would understand it. But,
like,
and excuse
Mariana
me,
Trench.
Do you mind if I just step up here to this podium?
Did you dig that? God damn.
This guy's awesome.
Okay, so I may as well just talk behind the podium. Wow. But I...
speech! Speech!
Whoa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome and thank you for coming out.
Woo!
I've been deeper than ever before this year.
What?
Woo!
I'm deeper than you can imagine.
God damn.
Oh, man.
Make America great again. and deep. Okay. I'm gonna. How about make America think?
Yeah,
what's wrong with that with the campaign?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make America think.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna try to think.
Thinking.
I'm gonna try to go outside of my comfort zone and do things. Everybody has some. Just work on yours, and we'll all become a better world. We don't have to all work at the same time. Just every year, go. You know what? One thing that I'm uncomfortable with, I'm gonna try to get to know that person. That's gonna be the campaign that I run on. If we get that right, if we can somehow get everybody to respect each other, I think the financial part of it will work out. I think if people are happy, they'll work better. When people work better financially, everyone will do better. So why don't we start fixing our finances through the social entrance, and then I think the financial part of it will work itself out. That's what I'd like to run on the campaign. May I get some nice music, please?
Woo!
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out here. I think I said some pretty clean things that we can all relate with. I kept it simple, the way I need to hear things, and precise. And I think if you put some basic social math together, you can see how what I'm talking about will work.
Yeah! Hell yeah!
That's right, baby cakes! All right, what else do you want? I want to know what you want. I want to know. I don't want to do a show anymore where it's crazy.
I want to know who my real father is.
Your real father is... I'd like to tell you who your real father is.
But you're not going to like it.
He's not going to like it because you're not going to tell him.
And if we did tell you, you also wouldn't like it.
But why bother? Because what would you like?
I would like an ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah, we can get an ice cream cone.
We definitely have ice cream.
Well, you want that shipped. Is that domestic or...
Hey, John's dad, bring the ice cream.
Hey, Pappy.
Oh, no, look who's here, ladies and gentlemen. Back coming into the room is...
it's me, Theodore.
Theodore, how you doing?
I'm feeling splintastical for my Hulkly.
We are happy. We never really gave you an official hello to the show. It's our after show, and we wanted to just really say we are so glad to have you on board.
I do appreciate it, Mr. Glass.
Well,
I'd rather
Joe
you call me
jingle.
Todd.
Okay, Todd. You
or Dad. Everyone calls me Dad.
If I can I hug you?
Well, can we do a virtual hug so we don't have to both get up?
Yes.
Sure you can hug me.
Yes, a million times yes.
Oh. He went to a very... Let me explain Theodore.
Wait, is Theodore John's dad?
No, Theodore is just works on the show. Is he...
I am a butler of yours. Come from a magical place where butlers rule over other butlers. I came here through a portal to get my license so I could become a real butler.
But and that was a style in which you were accustomed that people wanted to be very formally... served, but this is more of a relaxed show. So if you feel relaxed, you can just. Hey, I love the help. I love that sometimes you'll bring in food midway through the show. It's like I'm not. That spoils me. But if you just do it in a relaxed atmosphere, then you know you don't have to be at maybe as they say in the military and in a very affectionate way at ease.
Was it uncomfortable when I tried to hug you? Is that what this is all about?
No.
I'm sorry. I should have known my place.
No.
My father hadn't have died in that tragic butler accident.
I love the hug. I love the hug. And you know, now that I think about it, everything's perfect.
I love you, Poppy.
Sorry.
I'm off to vacuum some more. Vacuuming.
He still hasn't changed.
get your feet up. Get them up.
What if behind the... You know what would be funny if like behind the scenes John Brand Wagner goes to Aristotle. Look, it's harder to find those sound cues. Do you mind just helping me like do them verbally? So Aristotle goes, yeah, I think that would be pretty easy. Because you know the ones they ask for are so typical. But tonight happens to be the day. Yeah, so anyway, I heard all those little chickens in the background. They were just like chirping. I heard all the...
Oh my God, now the thunder.
Ah, the thunder.
It's really so, coming down hard.
Oh, God. I went. I put my big flip-flops on, and I was flopping through the mud. And then I realized the mud looked like fudge, so I got down, and I started eating the fudge off the ground, taking big bites of...
Then I had too much and got sick.
Oh, no.
And I...
Oh.
And then a bell rang.
Come on, of course we celebrate. It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody!
The Todd Glass Show is 6 years old. 6 years old, 6 years old. The Todd Glass Show is 6 years old. Happy birthday, podcast.
Wow, it's an exciting night here. How long have we gone?
45 minutes.
Well, I love it. We have like 20 minutes to go. We're going for the long close. Probably be 25, but we did two shows tonight. We had a fun after show. Is there anything... Now, where did you go to school, if you don't mind if I ask?
I went to school on a tree. A magical tree. Whoa. Where we learned all the ins and outs of butlery.
Wow. Well, that's great. Do you enjoy it? When I tell you, I never thought about asking you this, when I tell you to, just at ease, does that make you more uncomfortable? Are you comfortable with the art in which you were taught to serve in a very formal way? Is that how you're more comfortable, or do you think you just need to get comfortable maybe being at ease? What would you wish for? One would be better for you?
I've learned to hide in the shadows and only speak when spoken
okay,
to.
Okay, that's going
to
change. That's not the way we have it here. So like, how about this?
What kind of things do you like to do, like when you go to your room and you're done for the day? Yeah.
Do your friends call you Theo?
I've never had a friend.
Well, you have five friends now.
You are breaking through my thick butler exterior. Making it hard to clean. I must get the Windex. Windows. Squeak, squeak, clean. I'm waiting with my tears.
It's so over the top. Oh, you've broken through my thick butler.
Like a turning point in a movie, you know, and they have it so foreshadowing. You've broken through my thick butler. Well, you do have five friends here, and I like even bits to have happy endings. Look, you know, everybody, if you just want people, whatever they went through, now we just want you to know that you have what in this room, you're just going to make a new friend every week, and you already have five friends. And guess what? You probably have more like 15,000. How many people, what are the numbers every week, Aristotle, about every week? How many people listen to the show?
About 5 million.
No. Well, that's probably true. Okay. So with that in mind, you have that many friends out there that listen to the show. So now you have, we're going to make up for all the years. And if you want to lessen in the way that you... well, you don't. You know, don't
the good queen does grace me with her charm today.
The what?
I want to repay my gratitude. I want to learn how to be chill.
You do. Well, it's a process. Why don't you not try to rush it? Because that's the opposite of what you want to do. As you gradually get comfortable, you might gradually just start relaxing a little. And until then, whatever you do is absolutely fine.
So when I refill all your waters
that's a little much sometimes. No, that's fine. But mine's almost to the top end. Okay, you just tip that off. That's it. Eric's is like almost gonna.
Here you go, man.
Okay, well,
you
it seems
now.
Like you're. Can
I'm
I be?
Good for the
okay,
night.
let me say this. And I, Eric,
you said you would like another one, Mister.
Well, he has to be doing something. You can't drink it. Or
is this chill? Right. Is this
okay?
Relaxed?
No. Todd, quit sipping it.
Okay, Theo. So, thank you for filling our waters. Oh, thank you.
Just one more for Aristotle.
Okay.
May I have one?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I've never done this before.
The key to being chill, Theo, is one of these.
What are we doing right now?
Drinking beers.
Oh,
Yeah.
Cheers.
Well, I'm happy to have you here. I'm happy to have you here. This bit is either very happy or very... No, this bit always... You know what I love about this bit? No matter what direction I take it in... And by the way, you heard me. I was hyperventilating when before. It always seems like it's borderline either... Is this... How can I... Is something wrong going on? Is something like...
Tweet at us.
We're not holding him against his will, right?
Tweet at us. Tell us what you think.
No, I think it's a beautiful story, actually. But, you know, you smoke a little pot and you start... But I love that this guy, it's hard for him we got through his
Can I actually say something to all the people that do tweet at me? That's so great. You guys are awesome.
By the way, you know what?
Yeah. Peggy Robinson.
Positive.
Yes, of course.
Can you read that email that I sent you? And I'll tell you why in a second. But I'm glad that you stopped to do that. Because when I say I never take for granted something, it usually means it's my way to say don't. Yes, of course you do. And then snap yourself back into it. So I always constantly do that. Like, I'm always appreciative. Always appreciative. But then when you go, wow, yeah, you know what? That person sends good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that for granted. You know, I try. To myself, I say that. Because it's not like I would ever read it and not think it's nice. But it's more than nice.
Every
it's
year
very
I'm
nice.
Hoping... There's a certain group of people that do tweet at us.
Take them to dinner.
Well, every year I'm hoping that they all show up to the PodFest.
Right. Well, that...
Or that we go on like a podcast cruise or something.
Why can't we do that?
With one Someone arrange that.
Why can't one of our listeners have a big boat? Shut the fuck up.
Auga. Hey, Todd.
Okay, so hold on. Let me preface it first. Maybe we do play a little music behind it. Let's go for it. Maybe some jazz cigarette music. So I used to never play read the positive emails, but I would read negative ones, and I explain why. The positive ones, it seems self-congratulatory, right? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you read a nice email that comes to the show, you know? I thought it did.
I'll allow it.
Well, here's the thing. But I'm going to allow it, too, because I looked at... And look, the history of the show shows that I don't. It's not like I go, oh, I normally don't like reading these. I normally don't, but I think it's important to. And your gut instincts go right back to keep that between you and the person that sent it in, because it looks too grandiose the other way, maybe. But then I think, well, then you do the negative ones. Now, I do, and I will do the negative ones. I used to try to go, well, because it's funnier and it's nothing fun... But you know what? No, it gives energy towards people that give you good energy, and there's no way that can be wrong. So
if you only do the negative ones, you don't give it that correct representation of
how it really is. For no reason. What's wrong? We play a nice song once in a while on the show. I guess I know where it comes from because it's towards. Well, it's not only towards me. It's always. And you know what? If you guys were like 3% of the show, like maybe once in a while. No, then it's different. But it genuinely, not me just saying it. It goes to everybody. So you're like, all right, well, it's not just for me. Fucking bullshit. So I play it. I mean, read it. I mean, what type of music? Let's get some jazz. That was a horrible way to intro a nice letter. Cursing, like a sicko. Like a person that...
Like a sick fuck?
No.
Like a rad motherfucker.
Okay, so here, by the way, so listen up. So I read this before I got out of bed in the morning to George Carlin, and I really appreciated it. It, like, put a great big smile on my face, and it did. It made me feel like everybody thinks, like, well, you'll read it. It's so sweet. It's so kind.
Hey, Todd. Huge fan of your comedy, your podcast, and you. My girlfriend and I just had a baby. And every week, my little girl, 5 months old at this point, and I listen to your show while I clean the house or do chores while she's in her bouncer. Anyways, I love the version of It's You I Like you play at the end of the podcast, and I sing it to her every day, and she smiles and giggles and just loves it. Although I was aware of Mr. Rogers, I didn't really watch him growing up, and boy, did I miss out. I was looking for the Todd Glass Show version of It's You I Like on YouTube and instead came across a very touching and loving video of his programs, interview, acceptance speeches, and overall life. The video had me tearing up. Anyways, I'm just writing you to let you know that you have put a very positive influence on my daughter's life because if it wasn't for you, I don't think I would ever planned on her have watched the show when she gets a little older. So thank you for that. If every child would just watch that show, and adults, for every parent raised, and every parent raised their child and his values, we would be in a much safer, more peaceful, and loving world. Without getting into politics, I just want to say it's pretty clear that this country and would have needed Mr. Rogers' influence more than it ever has. Thanks for the laughs, entertainment, enlightenment, positivity, love, and joy that you have shared with all of us, your fans, and thank you for pushing me towards Mr. Rogers. My daughter will thank you someday, too, because if it wasn't for you, she might not get to feel the love for Mr. Rogers that many have felt. I am, and I'm going to be an amazing father to her, but Mr. Rogers puts things that we all know in a very clean, simple, and gentle way. So thank you for exposing us to that. As you say, sometimes it's good to preach to the choir because you learn a new, you learn a new, cleaner way to express your thoughts. All the best, Jim.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you.
How nice was that
I
letter?
Like the way you
wow,
are right now.
Oh, see?
The way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you.
What?
But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you.
JJ?
It's you I
bring a little trumpet
like.
In. To the show.
It's you I
love. Wow, we're applauding a lot tonight. It's a lot of applaud, a lot of applauding.
It's a
well,
real
it's a real show, and on a real show you applaud. I'm not just saying that. What did you, Theodore? Are you raising your hand? Oh, it's almost adorable. Yes.
Am I relaxed enough at this point for you?
Well,
that was.
I'm only cleaning. I'm only washing the dishes.
You don't have to do the dishes.
That's a joke. I get it now.
Oh, is that?
I get it now.
You're being punked.
This would be a rim shot moment, no?
Ba-dum-boom.
I think I've got something that could relax Theodore.
What?
And also goes back to what you're. To the thank yous to the people that tweet at us.
Yes.
I got a tweet from at Caleb's tweets. I want to get it. I want to get the exact.
No, that's
Hold
good.
On. Let's see. I have it right here. At Caleb's tweets, who the hell do I have to pay to bring back the rotisserie chicken bit? Because I'll pay it.
Well, I don't think you have to.
I have a Venmo if you want to.
Do we do it now or with a guest?
We can do it with Theo.
Oh.
Theo.
Oh, is that going to be if? Because I have to really curse at him. Will he?
You want me to make a rotisserie chicken right now for you?
No,
you
won't.
It'll be a quick 1 hour, and I'll have it post-haste for you, gents. Zip, zap, zippity
doo. No, Theodore, we want you to,
no, we
to,
want
to participate.
I tell you the truth to George Carlin. I don't think I'm ready to yell at Theodore in that voice because he's going to get. He's,
well, then don't.
I know I'm not.
You can still do the bit, and then.
How do you do the bit without going? Listen, you fuck. You didn't tell 10 friends.
There's got to be a way.
You got to do
but
it
you
like
get
a,
it.
A person on the phone really would do it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, how I would treat him if he. Okay.
Be nice. This
well,
time.
Okay. All right.
Let's
cool.
See if it goes
well, hopefully, if it doesn't,
if it doesn't
I want everyone's back.
I don't want people, because that was my instincts. It was like, okay, so.
I won't leave you hanging like that elevator joke.
Thank you. And you know what? Edit that. Put that in twice. I want you, I'm serious, to teach him a lesson.
Edit it out. Edit it in. Edit it out again.
Edit it in. I'm like Joe.
La, 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 la.
Joe's here. Edit it out. Edit it in. Okay. So anyway,
Thanks, Joe.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you, and you're going to, you know, that's you know, the roasted chicken bit, Theodore. Would you like to participate in that?
I've never participated in a rotisserie bit before, but I would love to.
You know the bit, though.
Do you listen to the podcast, Theodore?
Yes. To George Lopez?
Yes.
Yes, every day.
I think in the bit, you do listen to the show.
Of course.
While he's cleaning.
While you're cleaning. While you're vacuuming. He doesn't really... A lot of vacuuming.
He's also in here while we're recording.
Yeah, you're in here while we're recording, of course.
I'm here and there.
Well, we mean in the past. In the past. Before you worked here. So would you like... By the way, I'm doing... To George Carlin, I'm very happy to do the rotisserie chicken bit and try it this way. But I want to say it's an experiment.
Of course.
Everything else is the rule of law. I don't... Okay, so it is like, okay, so anyway. Okay, so can you make me sound like I have a phone voice? Okay, ring, ring. Hello, hello.
Good afternoon, Todd Glass's residence. How can I help you? Theodore the 15th at your service.
Hello, Theodore, how you doing? This is...
Fabulous, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm calling...
Wonderful.
I'm calling from... Popeil's a roast chicken. You apparently got a free chicken. You were supposed to tell 10 friends, and I'm calling for Todd Glass.
Oh, yes, he's busy at the moment. Can I? Can I take a message or your number and have him call you back?
Well, the problem is, can you tell me on the side, are you enjoying the rotisserie chicken?
Yes, we eat it every night. I make him two a day.
Okay, so you really love it.
Oh, I love... Is there a word better than love? I read Shakespeare at night, and I've never cried as hard as I cried when I bake a rotisserie chicken in your oven.
Well, the problem is that Todd was supposed to tell 10 friends, and he never did. The deal was that you got it for $59.99 if you promised to tell 10 friends. When you buy it, you get a code. You put the code in. We have a little bit of trust. We give it to people before, but 2 years have gone by, and we have not got one person. So it looks like Todd has told nobody, which is fine. We would just like you to send us another
$59. $59?
Yes, because I don't think he told anybody, and or if he did, they never called us.
Oh, no, did I not do one of my tasks that I was told to do?
No, this is
coming out of my paycheck.
Okay.
I need to send money home.
No. Oh. Okay. He takes it out of your paycheck?
If this is my doing, he's going to punish me.
Well, okay. I'm not stepping in as your counselor, but I don't know why it would be your doing. Todd is the one, and we have his voice on record as we do record a lot of incoming calls.
I'm his butler!
I think we're all good.
I have 10 friends.
Oh, well, we would love if you would tell them about our new rotisserie chicken.
They're all on this podcast I'm a part of.
Oh, well, that's not going to help us. We need people. We need people not part of the show to do. But thank you, Theodore. It was a treat to talk to you. You sound like a nice guy.
Thank you, sir, and have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. See, it makes you... I made the guy nice.
They sure made Todd Glass look like a dick in that
film. I know. Wait, did they?
Yeah.
Right. You guys know what you're doing, don't you? You want to go sit under a tunnel?
Sure.
For a little while?
Yeah. Smoke pot?
Yeah. Play some music as we go to the tunnel. Okay then. Okay then. Hop on the carpet, everybody. We're going to go down to the tunnel. John, are you on the carpet?
I sure am.
Theodore the 15th.
coffee?
Can I come, please?
Oh, sure you can come.
Can I come?
We wouldn't have it without you.
Oh, thank you.
Are you on the carpet, Eric?
I'm flying this thing.
Wow. Okay, we're going to go down to the tunnel. Are you there, everybody?
Hello?
Eric, are you in the tunnel?
I'm here in the tunnel. Come to my voice. Todd, I'm over here. Just follow
I hear
my
you.
Voice.
Eric, I hear you.
Oh, hey, Todd.
Eric, I'm right here. Hold on, I'm like 10 feet away. Eric, are you where? Say something again.
Come to the sound of my voice.
Eric,
Todd, can you hear me?
Yes, okay, I see over here. It's pitch dark. Aaron Simon, are you there?
I'm over here where it's dark.
Okay, well, you're not even, try to walk. Okay, I'm a little panicked.
How did
everybody.
You get over there?
Just walk towards our voice. Me and Eric are closer to each other. Eric, where are you? To my right? I'm trying to figure it out. Eric?
I don't know where you are.
I know. Okay. John?
What was that?
What was that?
Oh
my
that's
God.
That's your boner.
I heard. Shut up. Through all this, I have a boner. All the darkness, we're trying to save our lives, and the audacity to have a boner. Oh, what was that? Oh my God, I hear the rats. Oh, those dirty rats. Oh, you dirty rat. Right, let's
They're friendly,
stop
guys.
Well,
Hey, Theodore.
Oh, hey, John.
John leads himself into Theodore.
I can't. Have you seen the guys? We're kind of lost in this tunnel.
I'm following you, sir.
Theodore, I've always appreciated the way you.
Theodore, did you lose the guys?
Do you hear them, Theodore?
I thought I heard them for a second. We're kind of by ourselves though right now.
Theodore, do you want to play password with me? Theodore, the fifth.
Oh, hey guys, I'm here.
Theodore, the fifth.
Dave.
All right, let's make sure we got through everything. I have a professional show. We did this. Part of the summer concert series. You can't always get what you want. Wow, that was a journey.
Through the tunnel?
Yeah. Oh.
It's always 1 o'clock in Funland.
Why do I love? I know I love it so much because the character he plays loves it so much. He can't believe it's. Well, wouldn't you be excited if you went to a place?
It's always 1 o'clock in Funland.
Thank you. I like to keep a professional show. Ask. Oh no, I did that already. Well, let's do password, and then we'll. Who has more Twitter followers? You want to do that? Let's go in with it. Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll.
Oh, we forgot to play. What year did that bag of Skittles expire?
Oh, we did. Okay. Well, we don't forget anything on this show. We tie all loose ends.
Oh, wait,
up.
That was the last show.
Nope, it doesn't matter. At least they go. You know what? They might have forgot about it that show, but those son of a bitches did it next week. They always tie loose ends up. People go, oh, it's just a mess, that show. It's all over the place. I don't know. Seems like they tie everything up eventually to me, and that's all I'm worried about. There's no rush for me to get my joke. There's no rush for a bit. Well, you're rushing for a bit. It's like a good wine. You wait for it. Some of our bits, you know, what are they?
The guy in San Antonio likes it.
That's right. If you're having a good time, we're having a good time. That relaxes me. Maybe too much. Can I tell you, write your email to San Antonio. Say, well, you know what? We're glad you're enjoying it, but some of us... No, I don't want to make it, like, negative. I make up negative things, and then I react to them. It's human instincts. But I can snap out of it. Eric!
You said slap you.
I know, but that's rude. John!
Hey.
Guys! No, seriously, guys, it's not funny. Guys, stop it. Guys. Let's be positive. I have a positive show, and it's fun. And I don't have to make excuses. So, Here we are.
I want to guess when the candy expires?
Sure I do. If I get some intro music, I know he played it before, but I try to blame him.
Now it's time to guess. What color? When did the Skittle expire? Will you know what year it was? And now the host of What Year Did the Skittle Expire is your host, John Brand Wagner.
Hey, welcome back to When Does That Skittle Expire? On CBS Affiliates. Hey, we have our guests here. We have Aristotle. How you doing, Aristotle?
Doing good. Doing good.
Here we have Aaron Simon. How you doing, Aaron Simon?
I'm doing great.
Where are you from, Aaron Simon?
I'm from Death Valley.
Oh, Death Valley. Weird. Now we have our final guest, Todd Glass. How you doing tonight, Todd Glass?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here on Guess When the Skittles Expire.
Thank you for having us. All right, everybody. We're going to put it. You guys ready?
Yes.
Put in what you think those Skittles expire!
Okay.
Aristotle?
I'm gonna guess. June of 2018.
Alright, June of 2018. And Simon?
I'm gonna go with 18.
No, what year did they expire? What year do they expire?
I know.
Oh, I see. So just when did they expire?
I see what you're saying. No, when will they is the question. When will they?
18 October 2018.
Okay, I think you're probably pretty close. Do you know?
I know the answer.
Okay, I'm gonna say it's. What year is it now? I'm gonna say, it's. Things have a pretty long shelf life. You know, doesn't mean they're still fresh. It means this is when they. So it's. What year is it now? 2017. I know.
Correct.
That's a weird question. I'm gonna say 2018, but January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. August of 2018.
Do you want to guess, or you don't already know, right?
I'm the host.
Oh.
He's the host. What are you? Oh, you're the guy who reads it.
He's going over to the co-host.
Right, you're the co-host. You should be nice to him. You work together. Be cordial to each other.
All right. Welcome back from our commercial about Bi Minute. Here we have the answer with Eric Olson up in the booth. What do we got, Mr. Olson?
Well, John, the answer is 10 October 18. Aaron Simon wins.
Oh! Thank you. Thank you.
All right, folks. Thank you so much for watching the show. Come back again.
My song before you go.
Everybody,
always.
What a journey.
Hey, this was really fun.
Wasn't it?
Hope you liked it too.
That's the end of the show.
Seems like we've just begun when suddenly we're through.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Eric.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye, Simon.
Cause now it's time to go.
Bye, Eric.
Until next time,
but
goodbye.
Hey,
I say
hasta la vista,
well,
baby.
Okay,
we'll see you soon.
Cause we'll see you very soon, I know.
Very soon, I know.
Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye.
We're gonna miss you. We'll see you next week.
Peace out, dude.
Goodbye, podcast friends.
The bear and the big blue house.
See you around.
We'll
around
be
cow.
Waiting for you to come and play.
On the next podcast.
Come and play.
On the
see
next
you later,
podcast.
Alligator.
Come and play.
On the next podcast.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
See everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Peace. You're so adorable.
Aloha.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.